Those in favor of the governor's Healthy Utah plan have not admitted defeat, even though the bill supporting that plan was voted down by a House committee Wednesday night. KUBR's Andrea Martin has more.
Demonstrators filled the rotunda of the Utah Capitol and directed their voices at the House chamber. Lawmakers came out to speak to the crowd, encouraging them to keep up the pressure. The House is not expected to debate Senate Bill 164 because it was voted down in committee this week. But Governor Gary Herbert says his plan is not dead, and he will continue to push for a better alternative to Medicaid expansion.
Well, the fight goes on. There may be other ways to do it, and certainly we want to work with the legislature. I expect we'll be talking to the Senate and see what their thoughts are.
Republican Senator Brian Shiozawa is sponsor of the Healthy Utah bill and an emergency room physician. He says there are still options moving forward.
Compromise is possible. What we want to do is come up with something good for the patients.
Shiozawa says it's possible that a more limited coverage plan sponsored by House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan could be merged with the Healthy Utah plan. Dunnigan's bill, called Utah Cares, is scheduled to come to the House floor later this week. Governor Herbert told reporters that he's not opposed to combining the plans. He says he would like to see his plan implemented for the first 2 years using all the federal dollars available, with the option to fall back to a downsized plan after that. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.